Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Yeshiva, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shechiyanu V'kimanu V'giyanu L'azman Hazeh. We're home. We are home. And we've been away from home for a very long time. And the yeshiva had corona, not just because a lot of guys here had corona, but the yeshiva went into gullus. The yeshiva left its home. And I would try to be very upbeat. Every shmooze, I'd go, Shalom Aleichem from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. Maybe you remember that? My kids, whenever I pass them, they go, Shalom Aleichem from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. And they always love when I say that. And now we're all here and we're back. And when someone recovers, they become more grateful for what they have. They start appreciating life more. When someone has a near-death experience, they start to look at things differently. And then when they get the gift of life back, it means so much more to them. And yeshiva means so much more to me. It means so much more to you. I think I took too much advantage of the fact that I just was able to be part of such a yeshiva. Yeshiva Sederet HaTorah, here in the center of the world, right next to the Mir Yeshiva, the Torah empire of the world we're talking about over here. And just a walk to the Makom HaMikdash, to the Kaisel. This is our home and we're home. And we have to be grateful. We have to enjoy it here. Maish, we got to look around, smell the air, look at our Chaveirim. We're here. We have home court advantage now. We have home court advantage. Imagine playing a whole season away from home. We're here. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit with you. I want to talk about yeshiva, because I want to appreciate what it is to be in yeshiva. And my Rebbe Zatzal, Rav Moshe Shapiro, always taught us to look at words that Chazal use as keys to understanding something. And I'd like to ask a question. I don't remember asking ever in yeshiva, but it's a basic question. Why is a yeshiva called a yeshiva? I mean, if it's literally translated, yeshiva perhaps means a place to dwell, a place to sit. A house should be called a yeshiva, if anything. A house is where you dwell. A yeshiva is where you learn. What does it mean that a place of learning? Schools are not called yeshivas in English. We do not call high school, we do not call colleges dwelling places. Why do we call the place we learn a yeshiva? A place that we sit. And the answer is, and this is what we're doing over here, we're appreciating what yeshiva is. You can learn anywhere in the world. You could. You could travel around with your Gemara. I remember once I was going to a chasana, and I had to travel through Ethiopia to a chasana in South Africa, and I was learning Maseches Menachos on the plane. And this really excited me. You guys might think I have to get out more, but I'm like, I am the first Yid to learn this Tosfos in Menachos in Ethiopia. I was enjoying it. Right, it got me into it. I was almost asleep. And this is an Ethiopian, like a brisker in Ethiopia. Like this is really living. So that gets me excited to travel with Torah. But traveling with Torah is Torah. But it's not yeshiva. Yeshiva means that if we want to grow and we want to become big, and we want to be matzliach, we have to grab a chair and sit down. Sit down, make yourself comfortable. Don't just jump all over the place. Sit. Live here. Become part of things. Grab a chair and let's get into it. Yeshiva's a place where Torah enters our system. Our Ramach Evarim and our Shisa Gidim, Torah becomes us. You can't do that even on a plane to Ethiopia, even though it's a good chill to learn Menachos in Ethiopia, it doesn't enter the blood the same way. So I would like to talk about what the magic of yeshiva is. Why is yeshiva a place where Torah has home court advantage, where Torah changes us as people? What is it about yeshiva? What is it that it does? Torah is something, and yeshiva is something else. Torah is a metzias in the world. But yeshiva is where we learn two things. I got to learn how to go from capsule to capsule over here. Right? I'm learning the trade. My father always taught me to look at the audience. So I go like this, like this, like this. But here there's nobody in the middle. So if they go like this, I'll get it. So it's like tennis, like that. You know, tennis, you go like this. You don't go like that, like that, like that. You go like this. We're getting there. Okay, you know those little boys with the, you know, that sit by the tennis net? Okay, that's me. Right now, I'm in the middle. Okay. But what is a yeshiva? A yeshiva is a place where we find out that Torah is big and that we're big. That's what you find out in a yeshiva. Two things. How big Torah is. You know, when you're in a stadium, right? A stadium, what do? First of all, there are thousands of fans, right? Thousands of fans. And there's lights and sometimes smoke and loud music. Imagine I take a piece of paper and I crumple it. And I try to get it into my garbage can like I often try to do, right? It's not so exciting. But imagine putting me, mamish, in the middle of MSG. I roll up that piece of paper. Everyone's going wild. Loud music! I'm on those big screens and star goes whoosh, swish, right in. Yeah! It becomes big because the place makes it big. Because it's a big thing there. And yeshiva is the stadium for Torah. And it's the stadium for how great a yid really is. And I want to bring you a beautiful example of how yeshivas make people big and teach us how big we're supposed to be. There's a Rabbeinu Yoina. It's really Yushalmi in Nedarim, Perek Hei. But Rabbeinu Yonah brings it in Perek Aleph of Avos. He says, Hillel was giving shir in yeshiva. Maisa v'Hillel. Kines Hillel kol Talmidim. All of his Talmidim were there in shir. And he said to them, Yesh b'kan kol Talmidai. Is everybody here? We're going to start shir. Amru loy. Hey, everybody is here. Okay. All of a sudden, Amru lo echa mi Talmidim. Someone says, wait, not so fast. Kulam bo chutz mi katan shebehem. Everybody's here except for the little guy. The scrub, you'll excuse me for saying. The little guy. And what's the proof that he was so little? What's my proof? Listen to this, Mayadik. What's the proof that he was so little? That nobody even knew he was gone. The first group said, everybody's here. They weren't mean. They thought everybody's here. What, him? Oh, he's on yeshiva? I didn't even know he's in yeshiva b'chol. Sorry. Everybody's here. Somebody came up and says, no, there's somebody who's not here. The katan. Says Hillel. Amar lehem, yavai oisai katan. Bring this little guy. She'osid lisnagig hador al yada. He's going to be the gadol hador. He's going to lead Klal Yisrael. Who did they bring in? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right? Heard of him? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And you might think, oh, it's one of these stories that the katan becomes a gadol. Right? That's a beautiful story. He came into yeshiva with a baseball cap and then he became the Rosh Yeshiva. Love it. That's not pshat. And I have a beautiful raya why. Beautiful raya. The Gemara in Sukkah talks about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai at the end when he was the manik. And it's talking about the level of the Talmidim of Hillel. And you know what it says over there? Katan Shibakulan, the little guy, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And then it says everything that he knew, Kol Tarakula. But he was still called the little guy. What's pshat? Pshat is not that, oh, he's little and then he becomes something big, big, big. No, it's wrong. There's nobody that's little. If you take the smallest, if you take the person who's given up, if you take the person who hasn't seen themselves as great, they're wrong. And Hillel HaZaken says, I'm going to show you. This katan is going to stay the katan, and he's going to be the gadol hador. Fascinating. How does that work? Because he became who he was. He didn't change who he was. He became the great katan. And that was so big that he became the gadol hador. You know, I always love to have stories in the beginning of the Zman I don't know if we, this is the beginning of the Zman, because we're home. And I didn't have a story. Last year I told the story about my son's lima bean. Everybody loved Ellie's lima bean. That was famous. Ellie felt like $1 million. People came for Shabbos. Where's the lima bean? Right, it's a good story about a growing seed. But I didn't have a story today. And I was a little nervous. You know, I'm out of practice. I needed a story. But Baruch Hashem, I went to Mincha in a parking lot. And I got my story. Hashem always helps me with stories. And we're there, and the parking lot minyanim are kind of like out-of-town, like Chabad houses, that like they don't get the minyan. You're like waiting outside, and like, are you Jewish? Are you Jewish? That's what happens at this minyan. It's the suffix whether we get this mincha. If you ever around at 110 by Ramat Golan in the parking lot, please come. We need you. We need you. But this is my lot right now. I'm davening in parking lots. Anyway, we were short today, and all of a sudden this car pulls in, making our minyan. And the guy had, I get like a mohawk, kind of. And he had a lady friend with him in the car. And I for sure thought he was Arab. I had no suffix. I didn't have the chutzpah to talk to him about minyan. And even if he was Jewish, I'm not sure if only his father was Jewish. I don't know if his mother was Jewish. I just like left it be. And all of a sudden he comes out and he realizes we need a minyan. And he's wearing a hoodie, Baruch Hashem. We don't have yarmulkes like, you know, at the Kosel, like ready for people, but he had a hoodie, and he made our minyan. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, there are 9 people here who learn Torah all day. Okay, I'm Melus B'Torah. You could ask them Shilas in different Sedarim and Shas, in Mishnah Brura, in some in Kabbalah. This is an impressive group of 9 people. And here there's a guy, I don't think he's Jewish, and he's making my minyan. And I thought of the Halig of Alatanya. It's Mefurish in Sefer Tanya, this minion man. He says, you could have 9 people as great as Moshe and Aaron. 9 of them. But they need some simple old man to daven Bitzibur. It doesn't matter how great they are. Why? Do you know why? Because we don't realize how big we are. We don't realize how big a yid is. And after I saw this yid, I was thinking to myself that I write myself off. I wasn't just thinking, wow, he's great, let's be machzer and betshuva. I wasn't ready to do that. He looked like he was a little intimidating. But I was thinking, maybe I could be machzer myself betshuva. There are times where I feel like I have a mohawk. Now, if I get a mohawk, it'll be scary because I have nothing on the top, which means I'll be completely bald. But I was picturing myself with a mohawk. Basically, I'll look like a bowling ball. And that would be scary. But the truth is that sometimes I feel that way about myself. And it's a sheker! If all the great Rosh Yeshiva, if Chaim Kanievsky, all the Lakewood Rosh Yeshiva, all the Mir Rosh Yeshiva, were 9 men, they'd need me to make that minyan. You know why? Because we're big. And that's what Hillel Hazaken taught us in Yeshiva. In Yeshiva he said, Yavoi HaKatan! Let the little guy come and we'll show him how big he is. You can't do that on a plane to Ethiopia, my friends. You can't do that. That's what happens here in yeshiva. But you have to sit here for a while. You have to let it sink in. If you're just popping in and out, it doesn't enter the system. It doesn't work like that. Grab a chair. Relax. Nice iced coffee. A shtender. A gemara. Reb Chaim, we're going to be here a while. We're going to be here a while. Do you know what this is? Winter. It's winter. You know what I think of in the winter? You probably think about snowboarding. I used to think about that. But in the winter, I think about freezing cold. Right? Going and hibernating like a bear in a cave. It gets cold. Somehow, Yerushalayim air gets into the bones. I don't know what it is. Everyone always bundling up here more than they do on a ski trip. There's something about the winter here that it just says, stay inside. Stay inside. And that's Chayrev Zman. Chayrev Zman helps us become B'nai Yeshiva. And there's a new Chayrev Zman this year that never was before. Corona Chayrev Zman. If you combine those two, there's nothing to do. Everything that might have been done, Corona got rid of. So now this is a winter with Corona, right? So we better get some cushions on these seats, right? And we'll look like a backrest or something. Dr. Gov, the special back things. You know, like the also the, what are those taxi drivers, the bead things. I always wanted to sit on those beads. I never know what, why they have those. If someone wants to get me one, I'll sit on it for the whole winter, I hope, if it's comfortable. Right? Sitting here, yeshiva. That's how we change. And it's Baruch Menusa, my favorite part of being in yeshiva, which I didn't know. When I started with the Rosh Yeshiva, he didn't tell me this. He left it for me as a surprise. The most exciting part of yeshiva is watching what happens to somebody when they start in yeshiva and stay here for a while. It's just unbelievable. And I can't take any credit. The Rosh Yeshiva can, your Rebbeim can, I for sure can. But you know who takes the most credit? You. You sit here and it's like a greenhouse. And you just become bigger. And you realize that the Torah is bigger. It happens! But it only happens with sitting. And a person can decide to sit wherever he wants. In the morning we say, a Yehi Ratzon, when we come into the Beis Medrash. And at night, we thank Hashem. What do we think? We say, thank you, Bari Olam, for making us from the Yoshvei Beis Medrash. From the ones who sit in the Beis Medrash. Sit here, right? And who are the bad guys in this Yehi Ratzon? Right? What's the opposite of a Yoshvei Beis Medrash? We could have participation over here. Yoshvei Kronos, okay? The street corner sitters. Can I ask you a question? I take Torah very seriously, okay? And this is from a Gemara. This is not a joke. This Yehi Ratzon. I understand Yoshvei Beis Medrash is the best guy. But I would say the guy that I don't want to be, maybe it's that Mohawk guy, I don't know. But it's not just people who sit on street corners. That's the best thing you could come up with? That's the opposite of a Ben Torah? Say a Rasha. Say a Mushchas. I don't know. What? Yoshvei Beis Medrash? And the opposite are Yoshvei Kronos. People who are on street corners. Listen to this, and it was worth it for you to come to the holy city of Jerusalem just for this vart. You'll tell me afterwards. It's so geschmack. It's so geschmack, and it shows us how Torah is so big that with every word, they're teaching us something gorgeous, gorgeous. What does it mean to sit? It means to dwell, right? You dwell in a Beis Medrash, right? David HaMelech says that he wants to be Shifti B'Beis Hashem. He wants to dwell in the Beis Hashem, correct? Where's the worst place to settle? You know what I would say? A corner. A corner is nowhere. It's like the merge of two points, right? The people who stand on the corners, right? That it's not a place, Bichlal. It's just like an angle that takes up space, right? In America, they smoke cigarettes over there. And in Israel, they spit out sunflower seeds. Right? This is like my musig of like Israeli Yoshvei Kronos, like spitting all over the floor. Spitting and spitting, right? If you see these guys, run away. I run away from all this spitting. Right? You just take thousands of sunflower seeds. You just stand there and spit on the floor. It's like a, I don't know. Every culture has its thing. But that's the worst place to sit. Is on the meeting place of two corners. That's the place to decide where to go. When you're in a corner, you see this direction. You see that direction. Make a decision of where to go. Don't sit down over here. Let's pitch a tent. This is the worst place to be. You have your whole life ahead of you. This way or that way. Macha Yeshiva. No! That's not what we want to be. Those are the people who are airheads, who don't know what they're doing with their lives. Yeah, we're just chilling on the corner. That's not what it's about. Listen to this Amkus. Listen to this. You'll love this, Akiva. Listen to this Amkus. Where do people who don't have direction chill in some places, in some cities? Outside 7-Eleven. What's pshat? What's pshat? Listen to the Amkus. You'll see that this is what you daven for every day, not to be like this. What's pshat? 7-Eleven's whole lumdus is it's a place where you stop off to get something on the way. It's designed that way. You go and you're moving. Right? When people have nowhere to go, they just chill at the stopover. They have nowhere to go. Just like slurpee after slurpee after slurpee. Like, you ever wonder who gets the 12th one free? It's that guy. Right? He doesn't move. Like, nobody got the 12th one free. He did. He gets it every night. He's watering the plants with Slurpee just to get the... I got the free one! I'm that guy! This is his biggest accomplishment in life. Hashem Yirachem. He's a Yoshev Kronos. He has no direction. He doesn't know where he's going. Every day we say, Bechrei Olam, thank you that I'm sitting in a world filled with options. And I'm beginning to grow and move and shake and become, and I'm not a loser. Thank you for not making me a loser. These guys are going to be at 7-Eleven until they get a shidduch and then get divorced. And then they go back to 7-Eleven. Oh, you're back? Yeah. 2 weeks? It's a short one. It's better than the first one. The first one was only 1 week. He's moving up in the world. Progress! Right? But we're movers, Rabosai. We're shakers. We're doing. We're becoming. We're Yoshvei Beis Medrash. And this really happens. And this is why it's my favorite thing in yeshiva is to see this. I'll tell you why. There are certain mashkichim and famous Bali Musar who pride themselves on sizing people up. They look at them and they're like, he's got, wow, Ruach HaKodesh and all these things, right? I want to tell you what I learned in yeshiva. Something amazing. I learned that I could never do that. You know why? Every time I'm wrong, anytime I think that someone's not going to be the biggest asset to yeshiva, I'm wrong. Because I thought something dumb. I thought he's a katan. And then you watch over months on end, Zeh HaKatan Gadol Yiyeh. It happens. I pride myself on never doing that again. Because I've made too many ridiculous mistakes in this area. We're dealing with Klal Yisrael. We're dealing with Kaiches. We're dealing with people who have a chelik in Torah from the Kisei HaKavod. Do you know that each one of us, the Mekubalim say, have our own Kola Torah Kula, our own version. It's inside of us. We just have to bring it out by sitting here and developing ourselves. It's amazing. It's incredible. And there's another aspect of yeshiva that I would like to talk about a little bit. And this is no geya to what's going on now. We're in elections and it's on my mind, these types of things, where the world is going. The world's in a scary place. And you guys don't even know how scary because you're younger, so you're like born into this. But, you know, if Imein Chachma Khan Zigni Yesh Khan, if I'm not wise, I'm a little older than you. And I can tell you, America's a different place. It used to be there was tremendous pride for all of us to be part of a country with freedom of speech, democracy, right? Freedom of religion. All of these wonderful things. It's an ummah shel chesed. And today, I feel like America is resembling more like communist Russia. You can't have your own opinion anymore. What happens to freedom of speech? They decide what you're allowed to have freedom to say. They look at religion like racism today. That everything is turning on its head. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are in an Umos Shel Chesed, that we're still able to be there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us something interesting about America. Do you know what he's showing us? Exactly this shmooz. Too many options. No focus. America was all about do everything and anything. And it's eating itself alive like this. It's eating itself alive. Rahman al-Islam. And where does a person save himself from all of this? It's always been in yeshiva. Yeshiva's the only place that has home court advantage for proper hashkafa. You can carry your Gemara around, but there are a lot of weirdos with Gemaras, and they even know Gemaras Baal Peh, but they're crooked people. We come to yeshiva, where Zocha, every week, I hope it's still this month, Rosh Yeshiva gives over these, it's usually officially on the side of the Beis Medrash, something about being unofficial. It gives it that certain environment where he gives over ways of seeing things that you can't get anywhere else. I also try to get from my Rabbeim angles that I was Zocha to get, and I'm jealous that you get them at such a young age, and I had to be much older when I got them from my Rabbeim. But a yeshiva is a place of hashkafas ha-Torah, where we define and figure out what's big and what's small. What's a katan and what's a gadol? And the only place to save ourselves is in yeshiva. And it's a Rambam. As you guys, whoever knows me knows, that it's always finding a Rambam. It's a mafurish Rambam. Listen to this Rambam. The Rambam says, Yaakov Avinu taught his sons Torah. What did he do? He separated Levi and he set him up as a Rosh Yeshiva. Levi then opened a yeshiva where? In Mitzrayim. So now we have the first yeshiva in a really bad place, right? This is like opening a yeshiva in Las Vegas or worse, okay? Imagine, right? You have a yeshiva, and this is not just any yeshiva, but a yeshiva mamish of Levi, the son of Yaakov. And what happened over here? Says the Rambam, over years, all of Klal Yisrael, Hashem Yirachim, became Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They all got affected by their surroundings. Every one of them. Except Chutz Mishevet Levi. Shevet Levi, who were sitting in yeshiva, they were Amad B'mitzvahs Avos. They still kept everything. Umei Oilam Lo Avad Shevet Levi Avodah Zarah. Why? It's Pashut why. The Rambam is saying that if you have a yeshiva, you can make it. It's such a confusing world. I feel bad for children who are born into a situation where they're going to have like five choices when you go. It used to be I went into a men's bathroom and a woman's bathroom. Now they're going to have like seven options. Like, would you like to go on this one? This one? How many types of people can you come up with? Right? Men who dress like women, men who really are women, women who want to be men who want to be women, and people are undecided. Everyone gets their own bathroom. Gewaldig, right? I'd rather use the bathroom at home. I don't want to deal with all this. This is what people are seeing. This is what people are experiencing in the world. We have yeshiva. We have a place, an oasis of Torah and Hashkafa. And we have Rabbeim, my friends. And it's another Rambam. It's always a Rambam. There's another Rambam. Listen to this Rambam. This Rambam is in Hilchas Deis Perek Vav. Amazing diuk. I never saw anyone make this diuk, but I believe it's a diuk amiti. The Rambam says in the sixth perek of Deis that wherever a person goes, derech briyasa shel adam lios nimshach b'deyos of ma'aseh v'achareyev v'chaverev and minag medina. You're always affected by your surroundings. It's natural, so don't feel bad if you're affected because it's natural. So the Rambam says, what's the solution to this? He says, a person should be lihischaber litzadikim. He should connect to tzadikim. And he should be leishev. He should sit etzel chacham. I take Rambams very seriously, okay? The Rambam didn't need an editor. He knew exactly what he was writing. The Rambam writes, you should attach yourself to tzadikim and sit among chachamim. Why are you sitting down when it comes to the chachamim? Do you know why? Because they're a tzaddikim in the world. You might have a neighbor that's a tzaddik. So it's good to have a neighbor like that. Attach yourself to him. You'll borrow things from him. He'll borrow things from you. You'll invite each other to simchas. Attach yourself. But you have a chacham. You have someone in your life who's wise with Torah, with chachma. Sit down with the man. Sit under him. You have a rebbe. You have a Rosh Yeshiva. You have an older Bachar role model. Sit down with him. Sit. Spend time. Soak it in. Make a yeshiva. That's the only way. And it's tested and proven that this is the Hatzlacha. The more, and it's so hard for us. It's so hard for us. You know, my friends, we're very wounded. I started the Shmuz saying we're coming out of a sickness, and we're coming home limping. We're coming home shot, wounded, scarred. But this is the way we rehabilitate ourselves. When you do rehabilitation, you have to start using the muscles again, using them over. And if you stop using them, they go back to atrophy. That's how we get back into it. And we're here. Baruch Hashem, we're here in yeshiva. It's going to happen. This is such a happy day for me. It's such a happy day that I could look at you and see your beautiful faces, see your beautiful smiles, that you could see that I have I have lips bichlal, and I'm a good-looking guy, Lamaisa. My daughter gave me a haircut because there were no haircuts around. So If you like it, you know, you can compliment her. But this is the situation. I'm getting haircuts at home, but I'm here with the Ilam. Look at you. Look at you. All of you are mamish gedolei Yisrael. It's so pasha. It's so exciting to see what's going to happen at the end of this winter. Just watching everyone rise. Choyref? Choyref, winter, Rashi says, in Parshas Noach, Perches, Pasuk Chaf Beis, is a time for planting seeds. Planting seeds. Seeds must sit in the ground. They must be there for a while. Last year we had Ellie's lima bean, but this year we have my son Yitzi, my older son. He planted sweet potatoes in my house. Sweet potatoes all over the place. You guys come see what's happening. They're like, we're in a forest of sweet potato leaves. It's unbelievable what's going on. What's happening? He waters them every day. And I watch. Sometimes in the day, they look like this. I'm like, yes, they need chizuk. He's like, just wait. He waters them. 1 hour later, oh, they're flying high. It's unbelievable. And they're getting so big. They're growing. Do you know why? They sit there for so long. And they let themselves, they don't go out for breathers. They sit through the whole winter. It happens. It happens. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu. I just want to give you a birchas hedyot, all of you, and put myself in the bracha as well. That this should be a zman that makes history. We're being put to test over here. We're not fully comfortable. We don't have the ability to make full decisions of what we want to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting us in a meitzar. He's putting us in a tight place. And there are different ways that we could respond, and all of them are understandable. They all are. But we're talking about using this. All of the greats in Klal Yisrael became great during some sort of crazy situation in Jewish history. When you read these Hakdamas, like, the Rambam says, excuse my parish Mishnayos if there's a mistake, because I'm running away from Arabs as we speak. Right? How did he do that? Like, we're learning this, right? It's happening everywhere. Everywhere. Pogroms and inquisitions. And this is a hard time. And you know why it's the most hard? Is because we're not used to these types of things. Our other generations, they took water out of the well, you know, like schlepped it to the house, right? And they would grind, you know, at the mill, like that. They were built. They always going out to the outhouse, and they didn't have to flush. They knew what they were doing, right? We're not prepared for anything. It's not fair. You need training for these things. We're not trained, which means even if you could say that the earlier generations had harder tests, but they were built for these things. We're not built for them. And we have so many options to fail. So many options to give up in style. Right, to do it well. L'chatchila, l'chol adeyas, to really fall flat on our faces. Like, whoa. Like 90 miles an hour if we want it. But we're not doing it. We're becoming all big. We should all become G'dayla Yisrael. Emes ibn Torah. Emes Talmidei Chachamim. And realize how big the Torah is. How big we are, but most importantly, how big Bairei Olam is! That he gave us this wonderful Torah, our wonderful neshamas. I love you all, and it's good to be back.